Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Meeks is here, too. Jay's a good friend of ours and Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. But that's not why he's here. He's here because he's the best in the business at managing sales organization. And Jay, welcome back to the show.
No, you're very kind, Jim. Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, I mean that because I know from whence you've come. And I'm going to have to say this, you know, for myself, I've got enough background that I know how to evaluate that kind of an assignment. You know that too, folks. And as you know, folks, I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship, which Jay and I are going to talk about in a little bit. It's a championship that's been celebrating small business for the 9th consecutive tournament. Jay, thanks again for hanging out with us. How many salespeople you got right now in Insperity?
Well, you count sales and sales management, probably about 360.
360 people, okay, nationwide.
Right.
And but when you started out as a sales manager, you could count them on one hand, right?
That's right. We had six.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, that's right. You're polydactyly. I remember that now. But anyway, so you had six salespeople
right.
in the beginning. So, folks, he started out as a sales manager when they had six. Now he's a EVP of sales and marketing with 360. That's your credential, Jay. A lot of people are sitting at your knee right now who have six salespeople,
right.
and they don't know what they're doing with you. They don't know what to do with these folks.
Well,
help them out.
The first thing you have to have, Jim, is you have to have metrics. You have to know what makes the engine run. And by that, I mean you got to know how many calls it takes to get a proposal it takes to get a closed deal. Then you got to manage
the close ratio. You got to have the close ratio.
You got to know the close ratio.
Let's do the math on that. I mean, if you got one salesperson who can call on 10 people, propose to six, and close one, then that's a 1-10 ratio.
Exactly right.
Right? That's it. And if you got another person.
You know what? And that's good enough for almost every sales organization. You can live happily ever after.
Exactly. But maybe another person has to call on 20.
Right.
And that doesn't mean you get rid of them. You just encourage them to see 20 people.
Right. Then just learn more.
Go ahead.
So the key thing really is the metrics. The second thing, because I inherited these folks originally. Mm-hmm. But we had, even at that time, that's a long time ago, we used profiles. So we said, look, let's find out who the guy that can do 1 out of 10 and hire more like him or her as opposed to hiring the guy that does 1 out of 20. So some of the folks that we had originally, you know, didn't go through that process. And they were, you know, they were friends.
Yeah, but I'm laughing at the story you told about the guy. Yeah, we're in the HR business and whatnot.
Yeah, those are fun days, Jim. Thanks for reminding me. I was trying to be serious about this.
But the thing is sometimes you do that, right? I mean, even if you don't inherit people, people don't always continue work out a long range, right?
The thing about it, long-term. Jim, the sales organization is expensive. If it's not running, it's a drag on everything.
It's an expense and not an investment.
Well, it can be at that point, but it absolutely is an investment. But if it's not generating what you want to generate, then it's a drag.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think from the very beginning, we had a very serious take on sales. By that, I mean, you know, we had a steely-eyed attitude about it. By gosh, we're going to get the right people. We're going to create the right environment for them to work in and be successful in. And then we're just going to go for it. And all along the way, then we're changing the model to suit what the client's needs are. That's how we became who we are now today, because our clients, our best clients, took us here. But really, it's about making sure that you have the eye on the ball with those people. You got to be engaged. You got to be in there. You got to be the number one salesperson in your company if you're going to be successful with that group.
So you
as an owner, I'm talking about.
So you establish the rules. This is the game we're playing. This is the rules we play this game by. And now let's draft players who can play that game.
Right.
Right? Not just anybody, not just a neighbor, whatever. How do you find those people? I mean, I know you have to interview them, but do you test for them?
Yes. Yeah, And we start, it's like anything, you start off, you know, when an interview process, resumes work through, but mm-hmm. at some point, early on, I mean, very early on, well, they go through a profile, and they take a little personality profile. Mm-hmm. It's over the internet, and then that gives it a picture, a snapshot into how they want to work and how they work under pressure. Right. You know, so you have it's not a way to disqualify people. It's a way to make sure that we hire someone that's going to be successful. Mm-hmm. Because in sales, you know, you have a pretty high fail rate. And that's just one of the things you have to tolerate also. That's the biggest thing that we had to overcome early on, was that you just can't play in our yard anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we love you. We think you're a fantastic person, but you just can't be here anymore.
Right. Well, the thing is you're not qualified. You're not the right person for our game.
That's it.
For what we do.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're not qualified for something else.
That's right.
You need to go find success somewhere else.
You bless them out the door. But you got to get to that conclusion quicker. We were waiting too long mm-hmm. to get there. You got to get
there
quickly.
That's what people do. That's one thing they do. Another thing I think they do, and I want to ask you a quick opinion of this, when they actually get to the critical mass where they need a manager, mm-hmm. they don't let the manager manage. They still expect the manager to go sell. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, there's two different personality profiles. People that sell get gratification through their own effort. A manager gets gratification through others' efforts. Mm-hmm. That's a different
servant
calling.
Leadership.
It's a different calling.
Yeah.
And that's why some top salespeople can never be a good manager.
You shouldn't do that, right? You shouldn't take. In fact, many companies have gone down because they took their best salesperson right. and made them a manager.
Well, we profile for managers too. That's a different profile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different calling. And generally speaking, this is kind of a observation. If someone hasn't gotten into sales management by the time they're in the mid to late 30s, mm-hmm. don't put them in sales management now.
Right.
Because that should have been something that they would have migrated to
right.
naturally.
They would have had a desire to be in that
yes,
position.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. I've not seen that one work.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, just a casual observation.
Yeah, sure.
Not a rule. But
well, that's an anecdote that you've seen. I mean, you've proven that over the years, haven't you?
I got a lot of things I can show you. I know a lot of things that don't work, Jim.
Well, that's the thing. That's what you know. What Edison said. You know, failure successfully identifying what doesn't work. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Jay Meeks is our guest. He's the Executive Vice President, Sales and Marketing at Insperity, and I encourage you to heed his advice. And folks, remember what he said. Get the metrics, identify what the rules are to your game, and then draft people, hire people, profile people, qualify them, and don't hire people who can't play in your ballpark. That's just all there is to it. Quick break, 20 after. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. That's all I've
ever for myself. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.